Make way for Santa Claus with this chimney repair and duct cleaning business. Secure a loan from the SBA with just 10% down and acquire this business in Maryland. The purchase price, $485,500. Your down payment would be about $48,550, leading to debt of $436,950. You got to make sure the business's cash flow can cover the debt, of course. So with $150,000 in cash flow from the business, you'd have about $70,000 left over for the year after the monthly debt payment of $6,650. Now let's talk strategy. Identify potential red flags. Currently, no employees. You're basically buying a book of business that's a job unless you already have a system in place. Assess the strengths. Home services are always in demand and aren't going away anytime soon. The industry pays fairly well, which will attract higher quality employees. Consult with your team, your accountant, lawyer, equity partner, and maybe a due diligence expert to make a well-informed decision. Embrace this company and scale it by acquiring other companies just like it. Watch as the cash flow rolls in. All right, so when we dive a little bit deeper into this company, we see that there are currently no employees, and that is a huge red flag, if we're being honest. Mostly because, let me correct myself. It's a huge red flag if you're buying the business to be an owner in the business. That means there needs to be a transition period when you buy, maybe for 3 months, 6 months, 9 months, where you get trained, which it's good to know what you're doing. If you're the business owner, you should get trained, but also where you have to take the time to train others and hire them. And there's low infrastructure in place, which means there's a culture you have to build and there's stuff you have to start. And it just takes a lot. It just really does. And it's a lot more than people would think. That's why the big perk of buying a business is buying something that already works, because the owner has this book of business that they've been working for, I don't know how many years, and they're going to transfer some of those clients to you. Hopefully they show you a little bit of their client acquisition system, but at this point it's mostly referrals probably. And then they have probably a bunch of little things that they do to maintain those relationships with those clients that you may or may not be willing to do, right? And so the strength of that relationship won't necessarily transfer. And with that, not only are they not going to get the person they know, but they're not even going to get service from the owner going forward. You're going to be the new owner and you're going to hire employees, and that's who's going to service them. And starting that up can be very, very difficult. Whereas an alternative scenario, he already has five employees. Those five employees have relationships and you're buying that business. It's a lot of less risk and a little bit more stable for your own growth. Now, there are no employees. This would be ideal for somebody who already owns in kind of a duct cleaning business or something like this, some home service business where they could tack this on to the home service that they offer. Or they already own this exact business and they're just adding to their book of business, which is a very good acquisition. That's how a lot of acquisitions are made. They're just buying a book of business to add to their cash flow, add to their revenue, which then increases the multiple of their business. And you do two or three of those in the course of 5 years, as well as some organic growth of 10% per year, and you might triple, quadruple, or quintuple the value of your business. Maybe 7x, 8x it. You might be able to sell your business for $1 million at the beginning, and then 5 years later, you buy, I don't know, $1.5 million in cash flow, and you grow to ultimately 3.2, and then you sell that for 3x, 4x, you get $10 to $12 million. You're looking pretty good, right? So, acquisitions like this are very valuable, just maybe not as a first acquisition. But let's look at the strengths. We talked about the red flag, no employees, how that could be hard for somebody with their first acquisition, who it would be good for, right? Somebody just buying a book of business to add to their current home services company. And then a strength of this is that the demand isn't going anywhere anytime soon. There will always be residential homes that always need this service in that area. Now, I haven't really heard of an air duct cleaning business before, I won't lie. Maybe because I've never really owned a home. We're changing that situation here in the next couple days. But all that to say, if it has like 400 clients, which is what I think I read, I feel like I remember the number 400, 450, something like that. There are probably plenty of other homes that need that same service, and that demand is not going anywhere anytime soon because homes are not going anywhere anytime soon, which is why home services or business services are good spots to be, because as long as there are homes and as long as there are businesses, there will be a need for those businesses, right? For those services. And so you can put your money on that strength. The demand isn't going anywhere anytime soon, which by put your money, I mean quite literally buy a loan based on that fact. Another strength is higher quality employees. I feel like the employees need a bit more training. There was an HVAC situation that they had in the title of this business. And again, I'm not super familiar with this type of business, but if you need HVAC training, I had a buddy who went through it. It was like 6 to 9 months of like education, I'm pretty sure. And it's just a little bit higher quality than like landscaping. Like with landscaping, you don't need any training going into it. And there are levels of training you can get, in which case there are high level services you can offer. And those are higher quality employees because they're kind of building a career on it. It's not just an entry level job. And so I feel like the kind of baseline of training says something about the person and their level of seriousness regarding the opportunity. And so that's also a strength. You might need a bit more training to operate this business, which will say something about your employees. You'll be able to pay them more. You'll be able to charge more, which means you'll be able to retain them more. Just an assumption. You could have horrible culture and the turnover is really bad, but all that to say, higher pay does help people stay longer. So that's really what we got for you guys today on the show. Thank you so much for watching. We will see you on the next one. And remember, we are a community of people judged not by our wealth, but by our impact.